music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
There's a thing coming up the coming weekend, and it's taking place in the Old Town Hall in Ball's Bridge. There'll be a two-day event related to the 1916 Rising and also part of the Open House Architecture Weekend. Now, the CDETP, which is the City of Dublin Education and Training Board, they have their head office in Pembroke Town Hall, and it's a historic building, and it's up there near the RDS. And it's called The Clerk's Tale and Other Stories, and there's lots and lots going on. Now, my colleague Kieran Murray spoke to Carol Haney, who is CEO, about what's happening this weekend. We'll have a listen. Kieran first asked, why call it The Clerk's Tale?
Well, I suppose to give you the background, the Township of Pembroke was established in 1863, and this building, which is now the headquarters of City of Dublin Education and Training Board, served as the Pembroke Town Hall until 1930, when Pembroke UDC was incorporated into Dublin Corporation. The clerk in question is a man called Joshua Manley, who was the town clerk in 1916, and who left us an eyewitness account of happenings during the Easter Rising. On the 26th of May 1916, Joshua Manley gave a written day-by-day account of the events to the Pembroke Commissioners. At that stage, martial law was still in force. So, I suppose, as you know, the Easter Rising began on Monday the 24th of April, and martial law was declared on Tuesday the 25th. And on Wednesday the 26th of April, the Pembroke Town Hall was occupied by the 58th Midland Division of the British Military. And Joshua Manley was forced to move to the Technical School on Shelburne Road to conduct his council business from there. That's now the Ballsbridge College of Further Education. Mm-hmm. And he gives us a day-by-day account of his work, and he was dealing with many and varied crises, trying to obtain passes for himself and his workers to get around the area. He was dealing with food shortages, coal shortages, the payment of wages. He was dealing with dead bodies of civilians and soldiers, buried and unburied, and even the body of a horse. There were bodies buried in gardens, and he had to deal with this. And we hear about the electricity works in Ringsend and the technical school there, which is now Ringsend Further Education College as well, where the caretaker was afraid it would be shelled, as the people on the north of the Liffey thought that firing was coming from the school when in fact it was coming from the surrounding area. The post offices were closed, which meant that the separation allowances and the old age pensions couldn't be paid, so there was shortage of money, and he was trying to obtain relief money for the people to help with feeding people, etc. So it's a very interesting account of just what it was like for somebody working in the area, who was observing what was happening on a day-to-day basis to the people living and working in the area. And Sharon Doherty, who's a teacher in our drama department in Inchicore College, has written a short drama based on what we know about Joshua Manley and based on his account. And this will be performed on the day, on both Saturday and Sunday, by the students of Inchicore College of Further Education.
It's a fascinating piece, because for all the big stories about 1916, you don't often get that what it was like on the ground. And as you say, pensions weren't paid, and there was dead yes. horses and stuff. So that'll be that was written, and it'll be directed by Sharon herself, and performed by the students at Inchicore. Yeah,
performed by the Further Education students of Inchicore College. Yes,
great.
And they also provide they're also dressed in clothes from the time, and accordingly they have costumes, relevant costumes, etc., which sounds, also come from the college. Yeah.
That sounds like a great piece. The whole event, it's also part of the Open House Architectural Weekend. So how does that fit together?
Well, I suppose the Irish Architecture Foundation's Open House Festival, as you know, is taking place next weekend. And we thought, when we were going to put on a 1916 event, we thought we'd try and fit in with that. So we have a talk on the building and on the area on Sunday morning at 11:30, because the building was built in 1880, and it was designed by Edward Carson, father of the famous Edward Carson, and we also have some James Hicks furniture here. So we thought we'd fit in with the open house, but we've also put on a whole host of other activities on Saturday and Sunday, as well as that visit.
And what are the other activities that are on? What kind of music will one be able to hear there?
Well, the activities, as I said, the drama is taking place, and that will be on twice on Saturday and twice on Sunday. And then the music will be performed by City of Dublin Education and Training Board staff from Kilmore Music Centre in Ballyfermot. So it will be students and staff from Kilmore Music Centre performing music of the time. So I think that will be interesting. They're putting together a selection of music. We'll have different performers performing, as I said, music from the time. We're also going to have food from our catering courses in Galar Siege and Finglas and Crumlin College of Further Education. They're going to put on a display of food from the time, and people will be also able to sample girl cakes and lemonade. And then we, in our Further Ed College in Paul's Bridge, which is here beside us, there is going to be an exhibition of photographs and material from 1916, and Dan Bradley, the principal, has organised that. And there will also be, in the Paul's Bridge College of Further Education, we will have a drama which performed by the Cailleachta Gooley Drama Department. And then I think you know Cailleachta Own have prepared a rap, but they won't actually be performing at the weekend, but they're also involved in it. And Kevin Smullen, our adult education officer in Finglas, has been a big part of the organising committee, so that influence is there as well. So there's a lot of different activities on. And as well as that, then, we have an exhibition on Eamon de Valera. Eamon O'Queeve TD has lent us an exhibition of his grandfather. You may be aware, Mr. de Valera was held captive in the town hall after he was arrested. And he believed that this led to him not being executed, because by the time he was brought from here, the executions were beginning to end. So when he surrendered in Boland's Mills, he and his troops were brought down here, and 117 of them were held in the RDS, but he was held here in the town hall itself. So we're going to have that little exhibition on as well. And then, as well as that, there are going to be talks, because we've teamed with Paul's Bridge Historical Society, and there are going to be talks as well, and walks led by members of the Historical Society, some of them taking place here in the Town Hall and some in Paul's Bridge for College of Further Education, and some of them starting there and going for walks.
That sounds like a huge range of different material, and from Eamon O'Queeve and Dev, and then some major people of the time like Carson, and all those links, and the different historical talks, the one about Edward Daly as well. Isn't that also given
by a
grandson or grandniece or something? But there's a great range of stuff.
There is a huge range of stuff. There's a huge range of stuff, yeah.
Carol, have you a particular favourite one yourself that you'll definitely be there at?
Well, I'll be here all weekend.
Yeah.
I'll be here all weekend I will be here in the town hall, and I'll be up and down to Paul's Bridge. Yeah. I would love to go on the walks, but I don't feel I'll be able to, because I'll be too busy.
Yeah,
so I'm hoping that the Historical Society will bring us for walks afterwards at some stage, because I'm sorry, I'm going to be missing those.
Anyway, it's all open to the public, so are you encouraging people to come along in traditional costume?
Oh, we are, and we're hoping to give, we'd love if people came in traditional costume. Now they don't have to, but we would love if people did. It would add to the atmosphere, and we're hoping as well to give some prizes to the people who are best dressed.
Well, I'll be digging out my grandfather's bowler hat for that one.
And please do.
And I'll definitely see you there. So it's Saturday from 1 o'clock, and then Sunday from 11 o'clock. And I presume all the details are available on the website.
All the details are available on the website, and the background information as well. So the background historical information is available on the website. So if you go on to www.cdetb.ie, you will get all the information there.
That's great stuff, Carol. Thanks very much for that.
Thank you very much. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Slán an ish.
Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.
Yes, that was my colleague Kieran Murray talking to Carol Haney, who is CEO of the CDETP, which is the City of Dublin Education and Training Board. And that all sounds very, very interesting. So get yourselves over there if you have time, because not alone will you be there. A lot of events happening, but it's also a very historic building, the Pembroke Town Hall. Now, during that interview, you would have heard the students of Cailleachta Own mentioned. Now, as far as I know, I don't think they're taking part in the events, but I could be wrong. But they did put together a piece a rap this is. So have a listen to this.
Rapping is me life, lyrics is me game. Would put all yous, Muppets to shame. Would never put myself down for yous clowns. So just keep making it bounce with my verbs and nouns. You should never have a better friend than Little Red. He helps clear me head, so I love you, bro. And I never let you go. So maybe you will come to my debut show. Defo.
I can feel it in me heart, I can feel it in me soul. All this bullying stuff, yeah, it's getting old. They think they're cute and they love themselves. A good smack would do them well. I wonder if the bullies took time to dwell. Back on the victims that crumble and fell. And I hope it brings back bad memories. So they can't sleep and rest
some
in peace.
Some friends are forever,
so respect the right ones.
And others I go. We're here to show you.
Friends, and hopefully they'll be there till the very end. Us cool guys talking, walking around the streets, but when I get my confidence, I'll find the real me. Rapping can be scary and you might be shy, but if they say you're terrible, they must be telling a lie. All my life I really love getting up to sing, but when you're shy, it's a difficult thing. People might say you're weird that you like to read books, but when I stand up and show who I am, they'll take a second look. Second look, second look, second look.
All you need to know is that you're never alone. All you need to know is that you're never alone.
That's the students of Collage to Own, Fingless, and that's available on Facebook, and it's Collage to Own, Fingless Forever Music Video 11. So have a listen to that, and don't forget about the great stuff that's happening over there in Pembroke Hall.
This is 90.3 Near FM.